the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 3rd day of July. Prepper tip of the day. All your electronic devices that use batteries, well, especially AA's, AAA's, and C's and D's, if you're going to not use them for a while, remove the batteries, seriously. That's your prepper tip of the day. Do not let electronic devices sit around with the batteries in them unused. If they start leaking, they will damage the unit, possibly to the point where it can't be repaired. So make sure your electronic devices are put up and put away with the batteries removed, and you'll be very glad you did. We're visiting with Jimmy with Desert Eagle Shooters. That's DesertEagleShooters.com. Linked on my web page at thelibertyman.com on my links page. And we're talking about optics and firearms and magazines and anything and everything to do with firearms and the gun culture here on Firearms Monday. The call number is 800-313-9443. Well, Jimmy, during the break, I looked over this thing that Dave Hodges wrote. I know Dave personally. We've talked privately quite a few times. And the premise he's putting forth here, I don't agree with. It looks pretty generic to me, an announcement to men and women in the Department of Justice and the FBI. And this is pretty simple in all it is. I'll just read it. To the career men and women of at the Department of Justice, FBI, your actions and integrity will be unfairly questioned. Be prepared. Be strong. Duty, honor, country. Well, and the whole thing goes to the fast and furious operation, which resulted in the death of a Border Patrol agent named Brian Terry. This was an operation, ladies and gentlemen, where the Attorney General of the United States authorized firearms to be transferred to criminals in Mexico. The whole effort was an attempt to convince the American public and legislators that the American public could not be trusted with firearms. Therefore, there had to be severe restrictions placed on firearms. And so they did this. They had undercover agents transfer firearms to criminals in Mexico. The criminals, in turn, murdered one of our Border Patrol agents and engaged in other crimes with firearms provided by our Department of Justice. And I don't believe there's been anybody has been called on the carpet or prosecuted or anything that I know of. How about you, Jimmy?
Only ones that I know of that were prosecuted on it. When we did the Deming show a few weeks back, Deming was one of the areas, one of the hot spots, you might say, for Fast and Furious, and there was a particular dealer on the main road that goes down to, kind of think of the border crossing down there, just south of Deming, New Mexico. But that family, and it wound up being a dad, his son, and I believe the dad's wife, that all went to jail on this situation. And talking to some of the people down there that actually knew them and had dealt with them for years, the whole time, you know, they had the right to refuse service to anyone, and these background checks and everything were, you know, they'd be paused for a little bit and then approved, and that was what was bringing concern to them, because normally when you fill out the paperwork and you're buying a new gun, it's either approved or disapproved. One of the
other. In minutes.
Yeah, in a matter of hitting enter and turning around, thanking the customer and looking back and having either an approval or a disapproval. And these ones that they were running on these people, the people that I was talking to that knew them, and the family was complaining about to the government, it would not be approved or disapproved. It would pause for sometimes 5-10 minutes, and then it would come back with an approval. But it was only on particular sales. And the gentleman that I was talking to was telling me, he says, they complained to ATF, is there a problem in the system? Is it something with their connection, or is something in their paperwork? Everything's fine.
Jimmy, what was the crime? What was the crime?
The crime that they were charged with was selling, making straw purchases, in straw purchases.
Okay.
Knowing that these people were not buying the guns for themselves. And by all accounts, by this person I talked to and everything else, it was a flat railroad job from the beginning. Before they were ever arrested, they were going to be going doing time. And it was all led by DOJ, the local department and everything was taken totally out of the picture. It was DC's attorneys, DC's detectives, everything that came in and took over the whole thing and ruined these people's lives. And they were straight up company, and they were doing what was right. And if ATF is coming back and say, make the sale, okay. But still, this, and they weren't the only one. There was them, there were a couple of them in Phoenix area, a couple of them in other areas, that the gun dealers were the ones that paid for this, and it was a complete setup job by the federal government and Eric Holder. So,
well, the people need to go to jail, the Department of Justice people who authorized this whole setup in the first place.
Right, and the lead one should be Eric Holder.
Absolutely. Well, I don't want to dwell on this too much longer because people are, you know, there's some interest in this, but more people are more interested in knowledge about firearms and optics and ammunition and so forth than they are the nuances of Eric Holder's crimes.
We could go on for days on that one and still not come to a positive conclusion.
I was talking to my gunsmith a couple of days ago, and he's talking about the popularity of this relatively new 6.5 Grendel caliber. He says, John, a box of ammo for that is $20 for 20 rounds.
Dollar a round,
and,
yep.
Well, I assume that's going to change as more manufacturers get into fabricating, manufacturing that round. What do you think?
Yeah, and I've built a couple of Grendels. They're very hot, high-performance round. And its big brother is the 6.5 Creedmoor that is in the AR-10 platform. And that is a long-range shooter's dream. And because it entails all of the great aspects of, a long-range cartridge. The one that I find quite interesting that people step over, because the Grendel and the Creedmoor are the quote-unquote new cheerleaders for shooting, is they keep bypassing the 6.8 SPC, special purpose cartridge. 6.8 was originally developed when the Marines were looking at a harder-hitting, larger-caliber round for the AR-15 platform, M16 platform, M4 platform in their case. And the 6.8 SPC is basically a 270 that you washed in hot water and shrunk the case on.
Uh-huh.
It's the 270 caliber, 277. But the ballistics, the performance of the cartridge and everything is phenomenal. And what I find is a very big plus on it. The Grendel and the Creedmoor both tend to get a little temperamental at times if your chamber gets dirty. And if you're shooting a direct impingement weapon, that's probably around round 10, as you're going to start having the grunge build up. But the 6.8, because of the cartridge design and everything, that doesn't seem to be affected by that at all. And where the effect comes in, folks, is in the chambering. It slows down a bit on what is known as your lock time. But it is. The 6.5 Grendel is a great improvement over the 5.56. And it fills a little niche zone because it gives a mild recoil hunting round that folks can use in several areas and everything for deer hunting and stuff. Your part of the region, John, I think it would still be way overpowered for your, over-penetration would be a problem with it because of population and your hunting pressure out there.
Well, most of my, wherever I am, that's not an issue. People don't hit, don't hunt near buildings. So that's not these old.
Well, I meant in your thick forested areas.
That's where you have.
Now out here in the West, even in a thick forested area, you're talking 10, 15 feet between trees. Back in your area, the times that I visited there long ago, I remember that. My grandfather used to refer to it as a thicket, hunting in the thicket. And so that's another thing, ladies and gentlemen. Whenever you do look at a hunting round, look at where you're going to hunt. Down in Louisiana, in the southern Gulf states and everything, the deer in most of those areas, if you're deer hunting, are not that large of an animal. And the white-tailed deer is the most popular, I think, of all game animals on the North American continent because it's the most prolifically hunted. And they're not a very large animal. A 30-30 Winchester is more than adequate for 90% of the situations. But down in Louisiana, for example, and I only use that because I've got a friend from the Coast Guard that was from there, and I got educated quite a bit. The hunting pressure down there, you may have 10 or 15 hunters for every 5 acres of forest down there. And so when you are hunting in situations like that, folks, where there might be a larger hunting pressure or camps back in the country and everything, look at your round and consider effective range, and don't overgun it. A situation like that, you don't need a .30-06 or a 270 to hunt deer, a 30-30, and moderate weapons like that are more than effective. What's most important is to learn your weapon, learn to shoot it effectively and accurately, and be able to shoot very, very well with that. I don't care if it's a 30-30 Marlin lever gun or a $4,000 bolt rifle. If you don't know it and you can't shoot it accurately and consistently is the operative word, then I really think that you should spend more time on the range than just buying a box of shells once a year to go deer hunting. Your thoughts on that, John?
Well, it's pretty common for these guys, especially city boys, to want to get a 7mm Remington Magnum to go hunt white-tailed deer. I mean, it's
yeah,
it's so overkill.
Overgunned is
yeah, yeah, and that's, you know, they simply they don't know any better. They really don't know what they're doing. They think bigger is better. I read an article once written by a professional hunting guide. He said he never had a good shot who carried a Weatherby.
But inside you, joke, folks. Sorry.
Well, you can't make up for skill lack of skills with equipment.
No,
and, you know, you can't. And I have another. I have a friend. When he wants to go hunting, he'll go into a Bass Pro and drop $2,000 on the latest and greatest of everything: clothing, boots, hats, and so forth. And my neighbors out here, they go deer hunting. They just get off the tractor and pick up the 30-30 and walk out in the woods. You know, that's
yep.
all they do.
That's the way it works.
Yeah, they're wearing their bib overalls and a bright orange vest and an orange hat because they don't want some city boys shooting them. But otherwise, they just wear their daily work clothes to go hunting.
Yep. And folks, it all comes back to knowing your weapon, knowing your rifle or your handgun, and trusting it and trusting your ability. When I was growing up, my dad always used to joke with my brother and me because we'd have, you know, 22, and my brother would have a 22-250 for varmint hunting and have a 30-06 or 30-30 or 308 or something for deer hunting. And my dad would just kind of giggle at the boys, and he'd tell us, he says, beware of the man that only owns one gun. He knows how to use it. And, yes, in our gun culture today, one gun and you're looked upon as a pariah. You're judged by your friends and acquaintances, by the calibers you have and the number of calibers you have. Saw a T-shirt one time that said, he who dies with the most toys wins.
Right.
Well, not going to do you much good when you're dead, but it is an interesting philosophy. And, you know, choose, if you've got young people and maybe your wife wants to get into deer hunting or something or hunting game, let's just say game, period, and you're looking at something to buy them, the two things that you want to look at is that the rifle fits the person. There is a term used as draw on a rifle. That is the distance from the butt of the rifle to the wrist where you actually hold it. And if that's too long, the shooter cannot get a good sight picture. They can't hold the weapon properly. If it's too short, they're scrunched up on it. Look, every manufacturer out there makes rifles in different lengths, and as far as the stock is concerned. And ask the dealer that you're looking at, do you have a youth model? A youth model is typically between 2 to 3 inches shorter in that draw length than the standard.
All right.
Yep.
We got a break here. Everybody stay tuned. We'll be back after the break.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from...
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. John, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the third day of July. Well, tomorrow marks the annual celebration of the signing of the Declaration of Independence in Philadelphia, a point in time where the colonies, the 13 colonies, stood up against the most powerful military on the planet and said, we've had enough. We've tried everything we can to have an accommodation with you people over there in England, but it's time to bear arms and declare independence from England. And that's what they did, leading to a war that went on for a number of years, a war that was not necessarily one we were going to win. It was pretty desperate that winter when George Washington and the men were at Valley Forge, Pennsylvania, and it was desperate times, and only a small percentage of Americans actually participated in the war for independence, very small percentage compared to the overall population, but we won the war, we won our independence, and here we are 241 years later dealing with some pretty serious issues, aren't we, Jimmy?
Oh, yes, sir. Folks, if you've ever seen veterans or other individuals walk around with the numeral 3 on a patch, maybe on their hat or on their jacket or their shooting bag or whatever, what that refers to is what John's talking about, the three percenters. And during the war for independence from England, it's estimated that only 3% of the entire population of the colonies fought in that war. And think about it, folks, 3% fought for 100% freedom. That's kind of an interesting concept to go with. So if you want something to read over the week, well, I would say the weekend, but the holiday, go out and Google April 19th, 1775. That's all you have to put in. And you're going to find all kinds of information on the Internet about what happened at Lexington and Concord. And if you read that and you look at what's being said and what's being discussed, you're going to discover something. That at Lexington, the colonists were standing on the green. The regulars took lines in front of them. They presented their firearms and were ready to fire. And the colonists did not fight back. Why? Because they were still subjects of the crown. They were upset with what was going on, but they were still subjects of the crown. You have the incident happen there, and families were destroyed, broken up. 8 people died, 18 injured. And then you go on down the road to Concord. And again, the people could have resisted. They stood there and allowed the regulars to disrupt their homes and tear things apart and search and everything else, and could have, by all rights, stood up and fought back, but they were still subjects of the crown. You get to the North Bridge at Concord, and the regulars are on one side, the militias are on the other side, and they're like, okay, we're going to show a show of force, but don't fire lest fired upon. And that was always, at that point, the command. You never shoot first. And sounds more or less kind of like our rules of engagement that our troops have been putting up with in Iraq and Afghanistan.
That's right. That's right.
And at the North Bridge, they lined up just to show a force, to say, hey, we're here. And what happened? Someone in the regulars fired a shot, struck name escapes me right now, but was killed on the spot, and the militia returned fire, and when they did, they decimated the regulars.
Hold that thought. We have a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I've worked with men and women involved in the high-end shelters for years. With the Ozark Survival Homesteads, you get things you don't get with the high-end shelters. You get a opportunity to be in the bunker, of course. You also get a home, a 60 by 90 lot. You get your storable food, your livestock share, your garden, greenhouse share, your seed bank share. One person to have everything they need, right at $25,000. For a family of three, $37,000. You really need to check this out. It's very unique. At my website, you'll see the Ozark Survival Homesteads on the left side of my homepage. Go there, read that one page, fill out the form with your name, your email address, and your telephone number, and I will forward that to the guys and gals at the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you very much.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
NutriMedical's CalmMind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. CalmMind contains GABA. It also contains xanthine and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get CalmMind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on CalmMind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order CalmMind at NutriMedical.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder, and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back, Liz, and we're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 3rd of July. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. We have a 4th of July sale going on for the energy cleaner. $50 off the energy cleaner, 10% off mattress pads. Sale goes till midnight tomorrow, the 4th of July. If you're mailing a check, be sure it's postmarked before midnight tomorrow night. When you place your order, my automated system will charge you full retail. I apply the discount manually after I get the order from my automated system. So take advantage of this while you can. Sale on the energy cleaner, $50 off, 10% off mattress pads till midnight tomorrow night. Call the toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We're visiting with Jimmy with Desert Eagle Shooters. That's deserteagleshooters.com. And before we get to our next caller here, Jimmy, the Walt Disney production, Johnny Tremaine, actually did a fairly historically accurate rendition of the retreat of the British troops from the North Bridge back to Boston, where the militia were running ahead, pre-positioning themselves behind trees and rock walls, wherever they could find, and blasting away at the marching Brits in the bright red coats with their white cross, across their chest, make them tempting targets. And they were harassed and shot at the whole way back to Boston, weren't they?
Yes, sir. And what was the? My phone cut out there just for a second. What was the name of that movie?
It was Johnny Tremaine, a Walt Disney film made back in the, or I think they're 1960s, maybe the 50s. Back when
I have to look that one up.
Back before the homosexuals took over Disney Productions.
Yes. And the point is, at the North Bridge, again, they were fired on first before they returned fire. Why? Because they were still colonists. Where that changed, and the point in time that they went from being colonists to being Americans, happened about 2 hours after that, because at the North Bridge, there was a contingent of British that had gone up to inspect a farm looking for weapons of war, was what they termed it as. That could be anything from a wooden bowl and a spoon to a rifle or a cannon or powder or ball. And when that contingent came back to the North Bridge, heading back to Concord, the militias were all along the rock walls, all up behind the trees and everything else. The regulars saw them and passed all the way across the bridge and all the way back to Concord without being harassed at all. Why? Because they did not fire upon the militia. Now, where this all changed was after Colonel Smith formed up his units and everything at Concord and started marching back. The word had been going out all morning long, all across that region, from Paul Revere and the other riders and everything. And they weren't saying the British were coming. They were saying that the regulars were about and that they were headed for Concord. So all through the day, more and more and more patriots were showing up. Some were militia units. Some were individuals. But as soon as they gathered up with more, they found the ranking person, took orders, and did what they were told. Where everything changed was a little corner known as Merriam's Corner. And at Merriam's Corner, the road forks. The left side goes to Concord. The right side goes to Acton. And there's a small bridge right there. And Smith had put the Hessians at the rear of the column as a rear guard. And as the columns were coming together, crossing the bridge at Merriam's Corner, you've got all of these militiamen, all of these 3%ers, we shall say, watching them. And the last line of the Hessians turned and presented their rifles, i.e. they aimed, and that's another story entirely.
They shouldered them, right.
And as soon as they presented their rifles, that was it. The militia and the colonists fired first. That was the absolute very first time that the colonists had fired upon the British, the regular British soldiers, without being accosted. That, ladies and gentlemen, at about 2 o'clock in the afternoon on April 19, 1775, is where we today went from being subjects of the crown to subjects of ourselves. We became Americans at that point in time. That led into a war that lasted, lives lost, and again, 3% of the population fought for our freedom. And, John, it's just one of those incredible things that they do not teach in school anymore.
No, they don't. They don't, of course.
I saw a child's history book, American history book, as a matter of fact, a couple of years ago, and they devoted one half of a page to April 19th, 1775. Nothing about what led up to it. Nothing about the consequences after it. The entire amount that they devoted to the Revolutionary War was 3 pages.
I had an elementary school teacher tell me a couple of years ago, John, she says, John, I could teach nothing but what they give us about Native Americans, and still not teach everything they provide us about Native Americans. We got a caller here on hold. We got Glenn in Philadelphia, where the Declaration of Independence was signed. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Jimmy. You definitely got me thinking about some interesting things here in terms of the three percenters and the threats and dangers and privations that Washington and his army, you know, suffered and everything. To point out, the word Hessians, people might wonder what that means. Hessians were German mercenaries from the German state of Hesse, which is where the city of Frankfurt is. I visited Germany earlier, so they were known for being, you know, particularly good soldiers and mercenaries. But even back then, you know, the Western powers were employing mercenaries just as they do today with ISIS. as a matter of fact, use of mercenaries is nothing new. And it sounds like what you're saying, that they, as the rear guard, were actually the first to engage.
Exactly.
But I grew up in Lower Bucks County, Pennsylvania, and I currently reside in Montgomery County, Pennsylvania. I was just at the gates of Valley Forge National Park last week, and every time I look at that place, it's all these beautiful rolling green hills and open fields and stuff, and then some forest, and occasional, like, maybe one or two historical cabins from that era that perhaps the officers may have been in at the time. But it's just, winter is going to be cold and damp and nasty. And for me to go, and when I was a kid, elementary school trips to Dort, Washington's Crossing, Pennsylvania, and Valley Forge were a part and parcel, you know, of the curriculum. We, you know, always made those trips, saw the presentations and stuff. But today, when I was at the gates of Valley Forge, it'd probably be a good 45-minute drive or longer, mostly highway speeds, to get from Valley Forge to Washington's Crossing. So these guys were traversing quite a bit of distance in the course of all this fighting, and there were even battles currently in the area where I presently live. But, you know, or even when they crossed at Washington's Crossing, it's still a little bit north of Trenton. They still had even after crossing that, you know, cold river, you know, in the winter, they still had to march a good bit south down into Trenton to get there. I mean, you know, I worked there. So it's interesting being around all this historical stuff. But when you mentioned the three percenters, I think today we have a battle going on right now of corruption. You know, we have enemies domestic who are, you know, corrupt and have infiltrated our government, and it's a smaller percentage of the people who were aware and striving to undo all this. And I heard people talking about how, you know, this metastatic tumor that's infiltrated our government has to be cut out gradually and slowly, and a lot of people are quite critical about Trump as to what he's doing or not doing. And it seems to me that some ground is being gained, but incrementally and slowly. This didn't happen overnight, and it's not going to be undone overnight. So, we have a small percentage of people who are trying to gain a foothold and fight back and preserve America, you know, and its constitution.
Exactly. Right. And Glenn, you brought out a beautiful point. It's always been a fractional group that have done the work for the benefit of the majority. You look at Vietnam War, you look at World War I, World War II, Korea. It was a fractional portion of the American population that put on the uniform and stood as a barrier between good and evil. And
right.
We don't teach that. And we've got generations. I used to say a generation. Now I have to admit it's generations of young people, and some up into the 30s and 40s, that haven't the foggiest idea of what price was paid for them to enjoy their iPads, their Xboxes, their fancy cars, and their life of luxury. And, you know, I had a guy look at me one time and say, "What do you mean life of luxury? I work for what I've got." I says, "Yes, but you have the option of not going to work that day. You're not forced to do that. There are countries where you don't have that option." And
right.
It's really saddening. we talk, this is Firearms Monday, and you have to go back and realize that without the firearm, I honestly believe that those three percenters would have been throwing rocks, using bows and arrows and clubs to fight for our independence. And I would give my eye teeth to be where you are tomorrow, Glenn. I've never been to Philadelphia. I was close a couple of times, but I've always wanted to go and stand in, what do they call it, the signing room?
Of the Independence Hall, yeah. Yeah,
right.
It's where the Liberty Bell is off in a separate glass enclosed pavilion now, where it can be, visited. But you have Carpenter's Hall and Independence Hall right next to each other. And, yeah, that's a wonderful Park Service tour that they run. Now, as to what the celebrations tomorrow, I wouldn't go there. I mean, it's all about people don't approach these holidays with any sobriety or somberness or reflection. You know, they don't know what's going on, and they're more interested in who's performing at the big live concert and how grand the fireworks over the Delaware River are going to be. You know, so I personally don't. I sort of have a cynical view of the holidays because people don't even know what they're about most of the time, except they're off
enjoying the club.
Grill. Yeah. Yep. That's a bit crazy. But I forget what you were. I forget what I was going to say, but that's okay. But the So we've said a good bit. But I know people work against themselves. God knows how many of these lefties who oppose Trump have had their jobs saved by Trump pulling us out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership and the Paris, climate accord. These people working against themselves, and they don't understand that some of the changes that Trump is trying to make are actually redemptive for our economy, our culture, and even their own jobs.
That's right. In fact, former President Obama is in Indonesia as we speak, crying about pulling out of the Paris Climate Accord. That really needed to happen. Glenn, we need to move on.
And warning us about excess nationalism. Oh, brother. Anyway.
I know.
All right, gentlemen. Take care. God
thank
bless.
You. Appreciate Thanks. The call.
Thank you,
next
Glenn.
Caller is. Thank you. Our next call is Joe in Indiana. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Joe.
Hi, good morning, John, and good morning, Desert Eagle. What a great rendition of, in Desert Eagle, John has mentioned that you're one of the Appleseed instructors, and
yes,
my epiphany, I always was interested in the American Revolution, but the thing that really drove the point home is when I finally did an Appleseed, and that was back in 2013, and I was up in the mountains in California near San Diego. You probably know about that apple seed. It's right near Anaheim. And Birdman was our master instructor. And reading those renditions from the diaries and what you had just done, it just had an emotional effect on myself. I had a lot of my cousins there. It was like a family reunion. We were actually there to celebrate my uncle's 70th birthday party. And so a lot of us, our shooters and a lot of my relatives live in California. But I was really surprised how many people showed up and how many Californians are really pro-Second Amendment. It just really changed my whole perspective of what I thought about California. But that piece of history is so moving. And there were segments that you had just mentioned a few minutes ago that I wasn't aware of. But I would encourage people, if at all possible, to get involved in Appleseed or even send their kids there. And you're absolutely right. I have young kids. Well, now they span the whole from grammar school up to college. But they do not teach the American Revolution anymore. And you're absolutely right. The books are maybe two pages devoted to the American Revolution, and it's just so watered down. And even that, the famous goings-on of April the 19th, they're barely mentioned, not even Concord or Trenton or anything like that. But I hope someday maybe you folks and someone like yourself, you could make a request. You have a good radio voice, and if you put something on a CD, and that would be something I would buy, and you could play to the kids, at school, because I try to make it a point to get to at least my kids' grammar school. And I give a lecture because Birdman let me have a copy of his notes from his last reading. And I'll tell you, it was very moving. And I hope he doesn't get mad at me for saying this, but when he was reading the final passages before Appleseed ended, he was so emotional. He had tears in his eyes. I mean, that's how moving it was, you know, and what these people did, the sacrifices that they made for us. I mean, it really does drive you to tears. I mean, it yes. really drives the point home.
And what you're saying is a common aspect of the instructors that do the Appleseed. Folks, the instructors that do the Appleseed don't get paid. They volunteer their time. They spend their own gas money to drive across the country and do these. And if there's no one to do an Appleseed in your area, and you go to appleseedinfo.org and contact them and tell them, hey, you would like to have an Appleseed in your area, they will find the people to do it.
Hold that
and
thought. Hold that thought. We have a break. We have a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Okay, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the third day of July. Well, Jim, we got about 3 minutes here. It's been a fast 2 hours, to say the least. Covered a lot of territory, didn't we, sir?
Oh, yes, sir. Started downtown Houston, and I think we're just about to Milwaukee. Folks, going back to the Appleseed part of it, the instructors that do that, they spend their own time, their own studying. They do it because they love what they're doing. They realize the lack of knowledge that's being presented out there in what we call the public school system. A friend of mine affectionately refers to it as the public fool system.
Absolutely.
And it was made just a moment ago, at least, you know, send your kids to an Appleseed. Take your kids to an Appleseed, even if you're not a shooter. Even if you have a disability, don't worry about it. They will find a way to accommodate you. But if nothing else, if there's an Appleseed in your area within a day's drive or whatever, make a day of it, at least for the Saturday part of it, and go and watch what goes on and listen to the history lesson, because you're going to see individuals that do that. Birdman, I've never met him, conversed with him many, many times, and his passion is unprecedented. And you hear that passion in the instructors because they realize if we don't do this now, it's not a piece of history that we're going to lose. It could be the entire country. Think about that. You wake up one day and everything is different. Everything has changed. And you realize that if you would have stepped back and not procrastinated, just like the energy cleaner procrastinators, if you hadn't procrastinated, if you had given some effort, if you'd have raised your voice, if you would have condemned your congressman or your senator for doing stupid things and worked to replace them, it's too late. So
let's get a final comment from Joe. He's still there. Joe, do you got a final follow-up before we wrap it up here?
Yes, I just wanted Desert Eagle to speak. I just had one quick question. We take the family up to Mackinac Island quite a bit, and there's some American Revolutionary War history up there. There's a fort called Fort Michilimackinac that they redid. But while he was going through his historical event, Desert Eagle, there supposedly was a unit of the British soldiers that were relieved, and they were supposed to be going back to England, and with some of those British soldiers were involved in that engagement that he talked about. I was just wondering if Desert Eagle is aware of that and if he can verify that. Now, that was my question. That's why I was hanging on. But that's
okay.
It.
No.
Okay.
But if you could email me at jimi@hdc-nm.com or go to deserteagleshooters.com and contact me off the contacts, I'd like to learn a little bit more about what you're discussing and look into that.
Okay, great. Thank you.
There's so much that we need to learn.
There is. Joe, thank you for the call and the heads up. Jimmy, thank you, sir. We'll have you back next Monday. Appreciate it.
All right, sir. And I'm going to try to come up with some book lists for folks. That's a good project for the week.
It would be. All right, that's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Have a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless America.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
listening to